You are listening to an Oakland Asian Mom mini episode.
Well, I guess today we're talking about some of our favorite things. And Cheryl was just saying that she doesn't have many favorite things.
Yeah, I always think of like Oprah, like, ooh, Oprah's favorite things.
Yeah, but she's like rich.
Like I remember, I never been a studio audience member of any of those shows, you know, but I'm thinking every time those participants are like, are we going to get a car today? They're just like anxious and waiting.
You get disappointed if it's just like a free washer dryer or something, even though that's amazing too, but compared to a car, it's a little meh. Yeah. Well, let's start small then. Like, what's your favorite dim sum dish?
Oh, I like that question. It's not chicken feet, even though I feel like there's always one member of my family who orders it. And everybody's like, it's always like a male family member. I don't want to out them, but typically older male.
They like the like cartilage.
Yeah.
I've actually never tried chicken feet.
Oh, okay.
But
look around and see who orders it. It's usually the older male who shouldn't be because they probably have high cholesterol issues. Anyways. Oh,
do chicken feet have high cholesterol?
Well, it's like, it's mostly fat, right?
Oh, I didn't know what.
There's not like protein on there. It's like fat. I would say like taro puff balls are really, really, really good just because I never know how to make them and I don't know how to, I don't make taro a lot.
I don't know if I've ever had taro puff balls.
Oh, they're just really delicious and, you know, greasy, but like crunchy.
They sound like a more modern dim sum.
Yeah.
Or have they been around and I just haven't had
They're also in the same line of like shrimp balls covered with wonton wrappers that are like deep fried. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, where is your go-to place for dim sum?
I'm sorry to say, I don't really like dim sum. Even though I know it's, I'm really putting something out there.
Oh, interesting.
I'm like, not a dim sum person. I don't know why. I know why. I think it's like,
is it too expensive?
It's too expensive. Mm-hmm. You sort of never feel really full
unless you spend a lot.
Yes. And I always feel like I have a healthy appetite, but maybe when I was like single and less and like had a very small salary, I always felt like I cheated because it's not. Yeah. It's like, I never ate that much. So I feel like it's not a good deal. It's not economical for me. Well, like buffets, right? Like all you can eat buffets. It's like, I don't really eat that much, but then it kind of counterbalances after I married my husband because he eats a lot more. So I feel like, oh, okay, I could pay that full price and, you know, it evens out because my partner probably eats more than enough of his share.
Oh, anyways. I used to be able to like really pack it away at a buffet, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you identified your favorite thing at dim sum, but dim sum itself is not one of your favorite.
That's why it was a stretch. So it's not, okay, well, it's not my favorite.
Well, really quickly, mine is that shrimp, like noodle roll thing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But so do you have, why don't you post the next favorite thing?
Favorite question. Okay. Favorite thing. What's your favorite Trader Joe product?
Oh, man. I need to think on this. Do you have one?
Currently, it's this like tiny bottle of yuzu hot sauce.
Oh.
It's very small in this glass bottle. It's delicious. I think I just put on everything. I don't know why. It's vinegary and hot. It's a little spicy.
I really like the Thai shrimp dumplings.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I went to Trader Joe's during the pandemic. That was
Well, my daughter really likes them. So actually, like, I don't get to eat too many of them.
She just devours them.
Eating all of them. And my kids love their frozen mango.
Oh, yeah. For smoothies or just to eat straight?
Just to eat straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I do love Trader Joe's. And during the pandemic, there was a stretch that I didn't go for like 6 months. Yes,
I know.
Because I kind of made do with like Costco and you know, one other grocery store. And then when we returned, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been missing out.
I know.
Yeah. I do love Trader Joe's, but it's hard for me to identify like my go-to products there. But I do love
it. I feel like Trader Joe's is like a second home. I like know it so well that when they move like the products, I'm like, it's like very disorienting.
Mm-hmm.
Like they moved all the breads area one day. I mean, it's already, and I'm like, where did it go? and I remember going during the pandemic and I would just go by myself and my cart was just like, I had to stop because it was just like overflowing. It was kind of embarrassing. And I always feel embarrassed. Like, oh my God, did I just spend over $300 at Trader Joe's?
Well, we have a mutual friend and she said that she once spent $500. Do you remember this?
It's like, that's a lot. In Costco, that's not that much. You're just like, okay. But for Trader Joe's, oh Lord.
And they said that it was just like one cart full of stuff. Oh, but I'm like, I'm trying to figure out the cost of items there. It's like, did they buy a bunch of alcohol?
It was a pandemic. It's
hard to get up to $500 with one cart full of Trader Joe's items, you know?
Maybe like she bought nuts, like all the saffron in there. Saffron? I think the tiniest ball is like $11.99.
Maybe that's what it was. But yeah, it was almost like a game of trying to figure out like, how can you reach $500 in Trader Joe's grocery cart?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was so desperate that they had to get all the TP. You know, I never buy toilet paper at Trader Joe's, but during those times, just grab it and go.
If it was there,
yeah.
What is your favorite? Do you have, well, besides this podcast, do you have a favorite podcast?
I don't listen to that many podcasts. Again, this is why I've had, I was troubled. I was like, I don't know if I have so much to say on this topic. I would say the most listened to podcast in our family is Wow in the World.
Okay. Is that a kid's?
It's a kid's podcast. It's about like science and things. And so whenever there's like disagreement about the music in the car, they always ask, okay, at least we could just listen to Wow in the World.
Mm-hmm. It's nice when the kids agree on at least one.
Yeah, it's getting, now it's like subscriber-based to get the premium level, I guess, without all the cartoons. Because now I'm like, not the cartoons, the commercials. And I'm like, it's all transitions and there's no content as much. So it hasn't been as like fun to listen to.
Yeah.
I did listen to Meghan Markle's podcast when it first came out. And then I kind of got I petered out a little bit.
Yeah, I listened to a couple, but the one with Mindy Kaling, I thought was extraordinary.
That one.
It was so good. Yeah.
And Mariah. I think I texted you one, that one about Mariah. I like the Mariah Carey one.
Yeah. But for me, the Mindy Kaling one, it just stood out because she was so frank and honest, Mindy Kaling, about like, you know, I could just relate to a lot of the, you know, like, I think she talked a lot about being like a chubby Indian girl, and like, you know, and
well, she is getting a little, I don't know if she's in this like pre-cancellation mode phase, but have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, funny you bring it up, because I guess she is producing and voicing something called Velma, which is that character on the Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like an animated series on HBO Max.
Okay.
We don't have HBO Max. Well, we got cut off on it and now we're kind of back on. But so I didn't really know about it, but I was reading a lot of articles that she's getting sort of like negative feedback about how she ends up promoting, or like the main characters are always these like South Asian brown girls who end up with white guys.
Oh.
Or see, I don't want to like do spoilers, but like the Mindy Project and then The Office, right? She's always into Ryan, that her coworker, and then even the sex lives of college girls. Did I get that right? That's on HBO Max. And so it's like how much it's getting maybe a little old to people. And so they're saying,
she's not the only one. I mean, I feel like there are other Asian American women creators where that seems to be a little bit of a theme in their work. I'm thinking of the what's that called? Lara Jean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the boys I loved before. Yeah. And
were there any options though? Did she live in a town where it's mostly white?
She did.
It looked like Canada, but you know, I don't think it was.
I read the books too. I feel like it was supposed to be somewhere in the I don't remember. It was set in like fictional like Washington.
Yeah, and her dad is white though. Even though I don't think the actor who plays her is white, but
she's Vietnamese.
She's Vietnamese.
Yeah. She was adopted by white parents, is my understanding.
The character or the real life?
The real life actress.
Okay.
But yeah, and it's kind of interesting because like the movies, like they definitely highlight that they are Korean, right? There's a lot of that.
But then, oh yes.
The love interests, because she has another series of books as well, where where the protagonist is a white Asian girl, and then all of the love interests, most of them, are white.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Mindy Project. I guess I
me
could.
Either.
It seems like a lot of seasons to commit. I've seen a lot of The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Never How I Ever, but
yeah.
But at least there was, I guess.
Hot Indian.
Yeah. Right.
like family. A quick. Friend.
Yeah. and then Team Paxton. He was half Japanese, so.
Oh, that's right. Paxton Paul Yoshida.
Yeah, and I read about that guy, and he said when he read for the role, they didn't know he was Hapa.
Oh,
and so he says
he might be a quarter.
I think his grandfather's like Japanese. Yeah,
So,
But he like speaks Japanese and like was really close to something like that. And so he goes, "Oh, so can we just make him Japanese or like half Japanese?" And so that's the Yoshida part.
Well, let me correct myself. Like, you know, he is still Japanese.
Yes.
You know, there's a broad range of Asian people that may look more white presenting and whatnot, but that's a whole that's a whole other episode.
That's funny. I was correcting myself because my youngest said, "Oh, mommy, I found out in the other class, in the same, you know, that there's a Chinese Filipina classmate." I said, "Oh, that's awesome." He's like, "Yeah, just like me." And then he says, I said, "Oh, how did you find out?" "Oh, we were doing phonics and we were talking about where our families are from." And she identified China and the Philippines as these. And I go, "Oh, it's like you, you're part Chinese." I don't use the word part. I put like, Papa's like half Filipino, half Chinese. And then I kind of stopped myself. And I said, "Well, you know what? If you're Chinese, you're Chinese. And if you're Filipino, you're Filipino." So we don't want to put the quantity in there. I don't think it was more for my own sake. He was just like already not listening. So I'm like, okay, I got to remind myself, you know, quarter Chinese, quarter this, quarter that.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, come on.
Okay, what favorite podcast did you ever say?
Oh, well, I have this, I listen to this podcast called Fun with Dumb. I listen to it religiously every week. It's hosted by a Korean American. Gosh, what is he now? He's like a former battle rapper. Has done some stuff in media, but it's like him and a couple of his friends. And so it's really like, I'm not the intended audience for this podcast.
Why? Why don't you think you're the intended audience?
I think it's like, well, I mean, they're in their mid 30s. So it's not like they're like super young.
Yeah.
But it's just like, they have funny, witty quick conversations, and sometimes they have guests, but I actually like the podcast that they have without guests more. And it's just like a light, funny listen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. When do you Korean. Listen to your podcast? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, and then they're Korean American. So then they have some like cultural stuff that I identify with as well. So,
oh, see, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you listen to your podcast like while you do chores or?
I actually listen when I'm about to sleep. I like fall asleep to the podcast. Yeah. And I can't tell whether it helps me sleep or doesn't help, but that's my preferred time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to with headphones or like?
Yeah,
your AirPods.
AirPods, yeah. That's one of my favorite things, my AirPods.
Oh, I do have AirPods. My husband uses them more, but I have really weird ears. I shouldn't say really weird, but they don't fit in my ear holes. Oh, or like,
interesting.
So that's why I'm old school headphones over like the head.
Like they're too small or too big?
They just come out after a while.
Interesting.
And maybe I'm just too scared to lose them.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Because they're so tiny.
Yeah, I think my husband has lost two pairs of AirPods.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I know. Painful.
I'm going to give him a hard time next time I see him.
Don't worry.
He's going to be shocked. No, he's actually going to listen to this. So he's going to be like waiting for me. He's like, is this the time that Cheryl's going to mention it when I see him in person?
But they are like, they're super tiny, hard to track. So it's not a very consumer friendly product in some ways, but it's really revolutionized the way, like how often I listen to music. I wasn't really listening to music, but that along with my Spotify account, like I used to listen to a lot of music when I was young. And then between maybe 25 and 35, it kind of stopped. No, 25 to 37, maybe. There's a good 10-year kind of gap.
Oh, that's like, very specific ages. Are you just like, do you have a journal? And be like, stop listening to music.
Or just like, yeah. I don't know what it was. And then with the AirPods and the Spotify account, it's been so nice. Yeah, it's been really nice. So
I think you're just trying to get more sponsors for our podcast.
Spotify. Yeah, gosh. Can you imagine?
I love listening to music, but I think we have a Google, what are they called? Dots? I don't know what they're called. The Google product.
Not
Alexa, but whatever they are. The Echo Dot is Alexa. I don't know. Anyway, we have one for our kitchen, and I usually play like some random Pandora. I know I still listen to Pandora. Yeah. I should be switching over.
What? So on Pandora, like you listen to music that sounds like others. Like,
The algorithms. Yeah. And I listen to Hawaiian music in the morning on like Saturday mornings while I flip pancakes. And I think it's like the signal for my kids of like, don't bother mommy right now. She is in the zone.
Well, it's funny because it's Hawaiian music is so chill, and yet you're sending a message that you don't want to bother.
It's like a perfect message of like, this is chill. I'm not here to answer any of your rapid fire questions early in the morning. We just all got up. We're all hungry. Let's take care of our bellies before we can dialogue and ask me the schedule of the day, what we're going to do, you know. Da, 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 da. So it's sort of like a nonverbal cue of like, she's almost done. Just give her some time. Sorry, did I interrupt you? I felt like I...
No, I don't remember. I don't remember what I was going to say, but
okay.
Should we turn to some Oakland specific favorites?
Yeah. Okay. We ask our guests a lot about our favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
Do you have one, a beloved Oakland restaurant?
Oh, I have a lot of beloved ones, but
that
lately I am really liking is Shwamarji. It's Syrian food. It is in Uptown. Mm. No, it's Jordanian. And they have this chicken wrap, and the chicken is just the flavoring is, oh, delicious. It's amazing. It's so flavorful. So good.
Wow.
Yeah. You know that garlic thing I gave you?
Yeah. Is it from there?
Yeah, it's from there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so cool. Is it so a new restaurant or?
It's been out for a couple years. Okay. But newish, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've recently enjoyed Portal.
Oh my gosh, I haven't been there in forever.
I've been twice in like the month. I went out there for a brunch for our anniversary brunch, and then I took a friend out for her birthday there. And I sort of refused to go to it for many years.
That's the one by Lake Merritt, right?
Yes. Right next. And I think it was formerly a sushi restaurant, Mexican restaurant, something else, you know? And I think I'd be like, I'm not going. I don't know why, in silent protest of another beer garden open in our neighborhood.
Another beer garden.
But, you know, I gotta roll with the changes.
Yeah, it's been around for like 10 years now.
Exactly. Get over it, Cheryl. So already, so I give it, it's true, it's been over 10 years. And I always park there whenever I walk the lake. That's my designated meeting point with my friends. I'm like, I never say let's like meet near Portal. I say the tennis courts.
Yeah.
Which have been revamped recently, just FYI folks. Or at least repainted, restriped. So yeah, I went and it was really fun. I can understand why people love this place, and there's all kinds of folks waiting in line out the door. Maybe that's why I was like, oh, I don't want to wait in line.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks of color, different generations. I mean, I was like, okay, I hear the vibe.
Was the food good, or was the location good?
It was decent. The food's good, and it's sort of like healthy portions, and it was not overly expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting over a $5 cup of coffee, but that's just the way it is, right? And I just get like 5 refills to make it worth it.
Even if like you really don't want to. Yeah.
They're like, would you like a refill? I'm like, yes, please. They're so kind, you know? I'm like, yes.
That's $1 a cup then.
Exactly. So, gosh, I think our next episode is how we get free stuff. So as you can tell, I feel like we're already bleeding into that.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going on my trip soon. And the airline, you have to pay to bring a carry-on. And I'm refusing to do that. So,
Sarah's told me about her trip. And I mean, like, so are you just going to be really puffy on that? You're going to be puffy. You're going to be like sweating having your...
I don't care.
Your jacket. Sweater.
I refuse to pay for a carry-on. It's a challenge and I accept.
Okay. So maybe we'll talk after that trip to see how it goes.
To see if I was successful or not.
If you were like sweating during the 5-hour flight because you had so many players on.
I'm going to the East Coast. So it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Because the last time I did do this successfully, I was going to Texas in the summer. So it's not like you have to bring
multi clothes. Very light.
And we have family there. So it's like, you know. So, I'm going to be rewearing a lot of stuff. And we'll have to be.
I'm sure you'll do fine. How many days is it? 3 days?
Yeah, it's like 3 nights, 3 days. It's
it's going to be quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's amazing how much we don't need.
Exactly.
When we don't have our children in tow.
Yeah. So I'll probably just, I don't know, I can do laundry there if I need to, but yeah, I'll make it work.
Yeah.
Take that, United Airlines.
So any last minute favorites you want to get out before we close up our episode? Mm-hmm.
Favorite Thai restaurant?
Probably Champa.
I'm gonna go to Champa.
But we don't go to Thai that much because of our peanut allergies in our house. So we always like second guess it. I did a lot of the Thai farmer's daughters.
Oh,
is that how you say it? Daughter's
kitchen or farm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the one in Jack London Square.
Uh-huh. I haven't been there yet.
Oh yeah. They used to have this like family meal to go that was like fed like 2 or 3 people. it was amazing. It was only like $70 or something like that. But I think they phased it out. I think it was sort of like a COVID to go special.
Yeah. With the purple rice, right?
Yeah. And it was like a huge tray. It was amazing. Yeah. How about you?
I'm going to go with Champa too. Although I mostly go to sticky rice because that's the closest one. And I think it is actually really good. And
how about Vientiane? No. Do you like that one?
I like that place too, but it's a little bit further.
Yeah, and it's farther.
The reason why I picked sticky rice, or no, I picked Champa is because of their house special fish.
Mm.
I just think that's such a good dish. So that's why Champa gets
Tried and true. Champa Garden. All these years, I feel like my first impression was it was family based, and you kind of feel like, oh wow, it's such a find. And then Yelp came along. And it's like you can't get a seat.
Yeah, I actually haven't been in a long time, but it's still my number one.
Oh yeah, and it's still reasonable. I usually go there like exactly when they open, so I kind of miss the lunch crowd these days. And I like to bring coworkers or whatever. We've never been. And every time I brought someone new, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. So it's kind of fun to see their reaction.
Mm-hmm. You know what place I haven't been in forever is, remember Vulcan?
On like East 12th.
Yeah, or San Leandro or something.
Yeah, San Leandro, maybe, you're right. And like in the 40th area.
Yeah, I guess, is that Jingletown?
No, farther.
Yeah, but that place, I haven't been there in forever. And then remember Old Wing Pink?
Yes.
I haven't been there forever either.
Yes, I have been there before in East Oakland. Uh-huh. Really random.
Really random.
And dark. A lot of woodwork going on in there.
But kind of both. You know, I want to look up if Vulcan is still open. Curious.
Vulcan. Yeah, there is no shortage of Thai restaurants. Oh, good.
Wow. Okay.
I just remember like the waiting room for that restaurant was kind of creepy for some reason.
Vulcan?
No. Old Wing
Ping. Yeah, it's dark in there, but I haven't been there in over 10 years. So
yeah, I think it was that one's really good. I miss Phnom Penh, the one in I know we're switching to Cambodian food. The one in near Chinatown. It was like on 8th Street a long time ago.
They closed that one?
Yeah, a long, long time ago. It was like next to a market, like 8th and Alice, maybe. Or
because that one, Ba Tam Bang still there, right?
I think so, but I forget. All these places.
Yep.
Always good food though in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about Ba Tam Bang, but also a good place. Yes, lots of good Asian food. All types of Asians.
Yep.
Well,
are we closing out our favorite?
Yes, we're closing out.
I guess I do have some favorites then. Yeah. So thank you for bringing this up.
All right. Thank you for listening.
See you next time.
Take care and don't forget to call your mom.